This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Preparations are in full swing for the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mizoram, who will inaugurate the Bairabisairang railway line. Mizoram Home Minister K. Sabdanga chaired a high-level review meeting yesterday to assess the readiness for the event. And the discussion focused on security measures, traffic management, accommodation, reception protocols and public participation. The meeting was attended by Chief Secretary Killiram Meena, senior officials from various departments and representatives from the Northeast Frontier Railways. The 51.38-kilometer line will connect Mizoram's capital Aizawl with Assam's Silchar, placing the state firmly on India's railway map. The voting for vice president election will be held today. Members of both houses of parliament, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, will cast their votes to elect the country's next vice president. The post remained vacant following the sudden resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar on July 21st, citing health reasons. The election is a direct contest between the ruling NDA candidate, CP Radhakrishnan, and the opposition candidate, B. Sudarshan Reddy. The polling will be held in the new Parliament building from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Counting of votes will begin at 6 p.m. and the result will be declared later in the evening. In a significant step towards digital governance and environmental responsibility, the government of Arunachal Pradesh, led by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, convened a fully paperless cabinet meeting, Cabinet Aapke Dwar, at Zero in Lower Subansiri district yesterday. The session was conducted using the e-cabinet application, marking a progressive shift in governance practices, first outside the state capital. The cabinet approved the introduction of the draft Arunachal Pradesh Urban and Country Planning Amendment Bill 2025, which aims to strengthen urban planning frameworks, manage rapid urbanization, and ensure orderly, sustainable growth across 47 notified urban centers of the state. The cabinet also sanctioned the establishment of 4 new fire stations. Along with these, 68 new posts were created to provide adequate manpower support. Moreover, the Cabinet has approved the Arunachal Pradesh Municipal Property Tax Management Rule 2025 to be implemented initially in all municipal areas of the state. The Manipur Fire Service has strengthened its capabilities to combat fire incidents and other natural disasters by adding 18 new advanced fire tenders and other equipment. The newly inducted fire tenders were distributed to different fire stations situated across the state yesterday. A flag-off ceremony was held at the Directorate of Fire Services, Imphal, organized by Manipur Fire Service. The Director of Manipur Fire Service Department said that these firefighting machines have been purchased from the budget of the 15th Finance Commission, allocated under the Modernization and Expansion Scheme. In Meghalaya, Assembly Deputy Speaker Timothy D. Shira has tendered his resignation from the post yesterday. The resignation happened on the first day of the autumn session of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly that commenced yesterday. An official notification has been forwarded in this regard. The five-day autumn session will conclude on Friday. In Assam, the year-long birth centenary celebrations of Dr. Bhupen Hazarika commenced yesterday. Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya and Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma paid tributes to the legendary music maestro at the Dr. Bhupen Hazarika Samannay Tirtha in Guwahati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to attend the 100th birth anniversary celebrations of the poet, singer, composer and filmmaker Bhupen Hazarika in Guwahati on Saturday. Hazarika, a recipient of India's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna, passed away on November 5, 2011 at the age of 85. The Finance Ministry has also issued an official gazette notification for issuance of a ₹100 commemorative coin on the special occasion. Nagaland Chief Minister Ne Phiu Ryo yesterday chaired a meeting on the draft Nagaland State Logistics Policy 2023. In a social media update, Ryo said, the policy once notified will prioritize efficiency, skill development, regulatory reforms and technology adoption. The Chief Minister emphasized that the initiative will facilitate Nagaland's transition from an import-dependent to a production-driven economy. In Manipur, security forces continue with the search operations to nab those involved in extortion and other criminal activities in the state. According to a police report, one cadre each of the banned militant groups, RPF PLA and KCP Apunba City Meitei, were arrested yesterday from different places of Imphal West District. Police said they were involved in extortion activities by serving letters and threats to schools and the general public in the Valley District for raising their party fund. Two drug smugglers were also arrested from the police motor vehicle check gate along Kuite Road in Churachanpur District. Police recovered 176 soap cases of brown sugar weighing 1.9 kilograms. The Nagaland RMSA 2016 teachers launched an indefinite sit-in protest in Kohima yesterday, asking the government to address their long-standing demand for service benefits. The association said the peaceful demonstration will continue without interruption until their demands are addressed by the concerned authorities. The teachers have been seeking recognition of salary and service benefits from their original date of appointment in 2016 and implementation of ROP 2017 pay scale, which had been resolved in their favour by the Supreme Court of India. As part of the nationwide celebrations marking 75 years of the National Sample Survey, a series of programs were organized across the country, including in Agartala. The regional office of the National Statistics Office in Agartala organized an inter-school essay competition at Holy Cross School yesterday. Students from class 11 and 12 of various schools in Agartala participated in the competition. The essay topic was Digital Transformation in Data Collection, Opportunities and Challenges. The inaugural ceremony was attended by Anil Digambar Patil, Deputy Director General of the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, Holy Cross School Principal Reverend Father Gilson Tom, and Vice Principal Father Renju George. Speaking to Akashvani, the Deputy Director General said that apart from the essay competition, several awareness programs, including rallies, walks and camps, are being organized to mark the 75th anniversary of the National Sample Survey. And Nagaland delivered an impressive performance at the Northeast Zone Interstate Badminton Championship held at Agartala in Tripura. The 22-member team, led by team manager Moa Mongba Longchari and coaches Tajen Kaba Ao and Raju Chetri, clinched a total of 7 medals across multiple categories. The state bagged gold in senior mixed doubles, silver in women's doubles and junior girls singles, and bronze in men's doubles, junior girls doubles, junior mixed doubles, as well as in the women team event. And to wind up, a look at the headlines. Preparations are in full swing for Prime Minister's visit to Mizoram to inaugurate Bairabi Sairang railway line. Members of both Houses of Parliament will cast their votes to elect the new Vice President today. Nagaland Chief Minister Ne Phiu Ryo reviews draft state logistics policy, which will prioritize efficiency, skill development, regulatory reforms and technology adoption. And year-long birth centenary celebrations of Dr. Bhupen Hazarika commences in Assam. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.